Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast. Excuse me. Your host and speaker is Philip Binger Ajitofet. Today's topic of discussion is God is God and we are not. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
I welcome you all once again to this segment of radio, the Apologetic Christian Radio Program. As the presenter has just announced, the topic for discussion of this Blog Talk Radio for today, the 1st of February 2015. Well, before I proceed, I wish our listener in the United States of America, as they are preparing for the Super Bowl competition in Arizona, as we are just in the spirit of entertainment, preparing for the winner, I wish both the competitors the best of luck to our business. God is God, and we are not. God is God, and we are not. From the ages, controversy, I won't call it a debate, within the humanity to discover God as an objectivity, or let me put in this way, that man would like to see God as this search for their friend and find him. Even within the Christendom, believing in God still begs the question sometime, where is God? Or who he is? Though as a believer in true God, we have this comfort in the scripture and by revelation that God, every nature, even within the life itself. Just like I said, the definition of God or who God is been raging even as old as the universe is. And I believe God in his infinite wisdom that cannot be contained by no human being mind except him alone, made it in that way. I believe, and I know we all believe, unless we just want to choose to deny, in every human being, irregardless of position, possession, and power, there is always a vacuum, a desire for knowing more than what you already knew. A billionaire will not be contented with his millions of dollars and a possession. A poor man will not even be happy with his position. A political giant is not really satisfied with his position. Then, this desire makes man restless. And it always begs the question that man cannot even answer by itself alone. There was this story of a disciple once asked the wise Bava, that is a priest, a disciple in the Buddha's culture in Chinese. The disciple asked the priest who God was. He remained silent. The disciple repeated the question several times, but elicited no response. That is, arrived to no response from his teacher. You know, there is a way of suspicious. Now, the son asking his master who God is, who God was, but the teacher just keep on looking at him as a crazy somebody or as a dumb. In the end, the teacher considered this much. I told you all time who he is, but you don't wish for me. God is silence. I want to present this case in a way that we can just understand. A disciple once asked the wise Bava who God was. The teacher remained silent. The disciple repeated the question several times, but arrived to no response. In the end, the sage considered this much. I told you the whole time who he is. I told you the whole time who God is, but you don't wish to understand me. God is silence. You know, it is Bible's thing. When man trying to divine God, within God-given knowledge of our languages, quest of knowing God by Blaise Pascal, he arrived to this conclusion, and I quote, the same mover who determines our action determines that someone opposes us. Since it is not our spirit which fights the foreign power, but that one and the same spirit does the good and permits the evil, the peace of our soul cannot be destroyed. Blaise Pascal. God is God, and we are not. Like I said, God in man's community was not limited to the modern man. Even the most notable people in the Bible had the same problem on what we just, the definition of two traditional religions that I gave. I would like us to admit that, or I would like to admit to all that, God is beyond human comprehension. Even in the Word of God, He said His understanding is unsearchable. And as powerful as my God is, He humbled Himself, He revealed Himself, even in the nature that we see every day. The Old Testament people do not have Bible, but they apprehend Him. I want to establish this fact or the truth in the Word of God, the Scripture. I want us to agree God is God. That's the only thing I can just say. And I want us to know that the definition of God is bigger than any languages that we can use to describe or to quantify Him or to qualify Him. But yet, you see, reveal Himself within the will, within His will, and our relationship with Him. In the book of Psalm 107, if you read from verses 1 to the end, which is 43, we can get some pictures. The nature of God and His character too. You know, somebody said this, and I love it so much. And I quote, he said, "Character is more important than reputation. One's reputation may be good when one's character is not. The opposite may also be true." And somebody said, and I quote, "Intimacy takes into account bad actions, but looks beyond the heart to what's in the heart." All this was come to conclusion by a very diligent intellectual searching for who God is and arrive at His own logic of God. But something I discovered before I tried to enumerate on the book of Psalm 107, which I said I will try to paraphrase so that I can present the case for God. Mind you, God is spirit. And the Bible says, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. These two facts were spirit, these two now, spirit and truth, is objective. It does not base on our imagination or our thinking. There is one thing that even bothers human beings so much. And I discovered that anything that human being does not have control and understand, we tend to be afraid of it. Or we try to play it down. Something like death, that is D-E-A-T-H. Observe that death has been humanity's greatest unknown, and thus man's greatest fear. That is two things. Death as being humanity's greatest unknown, as well as greatest fear for humanity. Because to fear what we don't understand and can't control. Religion have made attempts through the century to unravel the mystery of death, but no explanation of death satisfies reason and intellect. And that gives hope to the heart. You understand that? No, I just speak one mystery within the nature, death. Man has been trying to understand and to really get into the depth of this death. But up to today, man, they don't understand it. Though they may say it's just not existing. It is just a philosophy. And now we are living in the reality of philosophy that is now condemning him, even the logicians. Therefore, because man don't know it, and we don't understand it, and we can't control it, it became a threat to humanity. And all attempts within the humanity's centuries of life to unravel the mystery gives no satisfactory explanation, even to the reason. I don't want to go too much. We want to just apprehend God, really, who he is. And I said in the book of Psalm 107, this book of Psalm 107, I'm reading from New King James Version, have a subscription of thanksgiving to the Lord for his great works of deliverance. When I try to define this whole psalm, I arrive at divide it into about four different categories, as well as four different features that we can use to have a trust in God, that is God, and not, that is, to be able to apprehend him and be able to rest in him and to give us the definition of our victory. One, I said, a celebration of God's enduring loyal love. Affirmation that God meets the need of those who wander in the wilderness. Three, assurance that God delivers those in exile. Declaration that God saves the foolish who call to him. Well, let me go again. I still have some. Five, God's salvation of those caught in storm. Six, God's provision for those in barren land. Seven, an affirmation that God multiplies people who are diminished. Eight, a call to discover the loyal love, God. Now the future. The feature was clearly divided into three features of God's nature and his characteristics. First, is found in verse 8. He said, oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry so with goodness. That is, if you want to find this, to understand it, read verse 4. It says, they wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They find no city to dwell in. hungry and thirsty, their soul centered in them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. The first people and the wonders of God, that is teacher, are some people that are wander in the wilderness and in desolate. I want us to apply our life into these four categories. It doesn't matter our position, possession, and power. What matters is whom do we entrust our life of and victory into. The first category of these people are people that are wandering around, and they don't know the way out. But because they cry out unto the Lord, he delivered them, and he led them in the right way. Another category was found in first time. He said, those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darknesses and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. You see, from 5:10 to 14, that is another category. Like I said, the first category, wander in the wilderness. The second category, they were in darkness because of their rebelliousness. Therefore, it's not matter what we have done. What matters is that we confess to the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth, and we cry out to him. You see, when this category cry to the Lord, he delivered them and he saved them. Another category, from 5:17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his words, and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. These are the categories of fool people. They don't want to believe God, but the situation that's surrounding them is beyond what they can control. Immediately, because of his mercy, they recognize, they apprehend God. That is the only one that can save. Like I told you, logic has failed humanity. Science is good, but we can see that science is not the answer to the mystery of life. Even science becomes every day complicated, the issue of life. Man always has problem with issues. They don't have time to meditate on the concern. The first category is wonder. The second category, they rebel. The third category, they were fools. And the fourth category, he found it from verse 23. He said, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great water, they see the work of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the storm wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depth. They are so mad because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like at their wit's end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired heaven. The fourth people, these people know God. They believe in him. Everything is rosy. They believe that when they are real people, knows. God doesn't know anybody no more. They're speaking in tongues now. They know Bible. They were too religious. But God wants to know, let them know that He's God and the creator of all things, because He's sovereign. Sovereignty is unrestricted. He brought about storm in their life. Things were disarrayed. The question began to arise. Just like Abraham was questioning God when God was promising him a child and Sarah, his wife, was laughing. Just like David asked God, where are you? Just like Habakkuk was challenging God of his way. Just like, you know, I can mention many, and I want also relate it to ourselves, because the word of God is present tense. And it's present tense. God doesn't have future tense, past participle. He said, when He revealed Himself to Moses, He said, I am. And His word is continuously. It's just continuously working. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And since then, and even darkness cannot comprehend it. In this Psalm 107, I've given us the four features, categories of people. We can relate to it. The wandering people in the wilderness. Those that even deliberately deny God. And fools, because they lost their mind. And those that are yet, they believe God, they believe they are in the right path with Him. They are His children. But we can see that those four different categories, they arrive into cry out to only one God. That tells me that God is God, and we are not. We cannot rely only our own divination. So this is high time for us, as we are turning in this life, that God is God that listen to those that cry out to Him and deliver those that put their trust in Him. Thank you for listening, and God bless us.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on February 15, 2015, on which the topic will be The Wonders Working Power at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.